Welcome back. Usually this is the time we start taking legal calls, and you can start calling in if you want, but we're going to be talking just briefly with the jury consultant about the Laquan McDonald case, which is heated up this week. But I'm going to give you the numbers. You might want to wait maybe 15 minutes or so, and then you can start calling, okay? 312-981-7200, or text to that same number, 312-981-7200. Any legal questions you might have, or if you have questions about news stories that you saw this week, I'll try to give you my best answer or steer you in the right direction. I want to talk a little bit about this Laquan McDonald shooting case. It heated up. Officer Jason Van Dyke has been charged with murdering 17-year-old Laquan McDonald by shooting him 16 times. The case is set for trial on September 5th. Van Dyke's lawyer is now asking that the case be moved out of Cook County into another venue because of pretrial publicity. Interestingly, the lawyer, instead of asking the judge who's presiding over the case to make that decision, the lawyer says, I want a new judge to make that decision because I think that the judge sitting there has already made up his mind, and the answer is, I'm not going to move it. So joining us is one of the best jury consultants that I know. Dave Zahner is a founding partner of Zahner Trial Consultants, which provides lawyers mock trials, focus groups, and jury selection. He's consulted in nearly 1,000 cases in 44 states, and I hope you didn't do it by road trip.
No, well, some we do. We still drive up and down the Midwest to get to Iowa and Southern Illinois, but otherwise we fly.
That's it. Yeah, I would imagine you would. So let's talk about this. I want to know this, and everyone's so familiar with this case. And this case, just to remind us, right? International news. I think I was in Europe when this news story broke. I saw the video in Europe. State's attorney didn't get elected. The superintendent of police was ousted. The mayor was harshly criticized. There were protests everywhere. Can Jason Van Dyke, the officer who shot McDonald, can he get a fair trial in Chicago?
It's going to be really hard when you have that much publicity and you have that much awareness of one piece of evidence. It sets in everyone's mind a preconception about the case, and it's very hard for jurors to overcome their preconceptions. They will try and do it, and they will promise the judge they will do it, but once your baseline knowledge is set, that you filter everything through that. And for people who watched that video online or saw news stories, they may not even remember what it is they saw, but they have something in their brain already that's going to influence how they filter through the case. Now, the problem is, it's going to be very difficult to find, because it's a national story, it's going to be tough to find jurors almost anywhere.
So just to remind us, you know, change of venue, that means that the case gets moved out of Cook County. And just as a reminder, historically, the John Wayne Gacy case, which, of course, was a huge serial killer, 33 boys in the late 70s. In that case, the case remained in Chicago, but jurors were selected from Rockford and bussed in. And in the Richard Speck case, a case that goes even further back than that, the case was actually moved to Peoria because there was so much pretrial publicity. What I heard on the, and I don't know if the news reports are accurate, that there was a survey done by Van Dyke's lawyer to prove to the judge that there was too much publicity. Did you see that study, or did you see reports of that study?
I saw reports of the study. I believe the actual study was in the motion, but I haven't been able to take a look at the motion yet. It would be very interesting to see the actual survey, because the order of questions and how they were asked would have a big influence on how the on the results they came up with.
So the study that I recall, it was being reported that 86% of all people knew about the case, which is a very high percentage.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of people who don't watch the news or don't have internet or whatever, and that 75% thought that he was guilty, and some even said that they think he should get the death penalty, even though we don't have a death penalty in Illinois right now. So those are not good numbers if you are representing Jason Van Dyke. How is it that you could ask questions to get answers? I mean, how do pollsters do these kinds
of
things?
Sure. In politics, it's called a push poll. And jury consultants can, and again, I'm not saying that's what happened in this particular survey because I haven't seen the survey. But one thing you could do, if you wanted to push up the number of people who thought that he was guilty in your survey, you would ask about the video first. And you might even say there was a video showing the shooting, and so even people who didn't know about the video would then know there's a video showing shooting, and that would activate all their knowledge of all the different shootings they've seen. And that could influence how they think in general about whether or not guilt, when asked guilt or innocence. The best way to ask if you just want to find out the actual number is ask, yes, have you heard about this case? And if you have you formed an opinion? My guess is they probably asked a little bit of stuff beforehand about the video, because it's also important for them to know how many people had seen the video. Because if any having any knowledge of the evidence of a case could in theory be a disqualifier. And that is probably the backup plan, because change of venues are incredibly hard to get, as you know.
Very hard to get. Yeah. And on the other hand, when it's an issue on appeal. So let's just say that our judge here denies the motion, or another judge denies the motion, and it's here. The first order on appeal is, the first appeal issue is going to be, they should have done the change because it was such an overwhelming number of people who had already formed opinions.
Right. And what the defense is also doing is setting down a marker with the judge, saying, okay, if you deny this, then you have to give us expanded voir dire, and you have to allow us to ask questions, and you have to be willing to exclude people who have already formed opinions about this case, or ideally, I think for the defense, they would like to exclude anyone who's seen the video, which would get rid of about 80% of the jurors.
But when you do that, and you are dealing with people who are unaware of the news and maybe have, you know, just they're not in this world. They're by themselves. And is that going to skew the jury? I mean, a jury of your peers are people who walk amongst us. And if 86% of everyone saw that, and we're excluding all those people or excluding many of them, don't we get a strange jury pool?
You get a very interesting interesting jury pool left. If you have people who haven't heard of this case, like I worked on the George Ryan case, and we went through 400 jurors, and each juror was interviewed for about 30 minutes at a time by six lawyers. It was a very challenging jury selection, and it took about 2 weeks to pick the jury. At the end of the time, we had people who weren't even aware that George Ryan had been governor on the jury. I mean, that was most of the jury, and that is probably not the most knowledgeable group of people to be to be making decisions about an important issue like that. And I think in this case, if you end up with a jury that's completely unaware of the issues, it's as you said, it might end up being a strange jury, and some strange juries don't usually give you your best results.
We're talking to David Zahner, who is a jury consultant. Aside from picking the jury, let's flash ahead to trial. So now you're representing Jason Van Dyke, his attorney, and you're helping him out. And how do you figure out how to explain the video? So we've seen the video, and the video looks damning. It really does. And there are obvious things that a lawyer can do to try to ameliorate guilt in this case. But how do you find out what might be some angles here that might be successful?
Yeah, well, first thing, if the judge is going to give an expanded voir dire, when you have a very bad video or a very bad picture, this is pretty much in any case, what you would ideally want to be able to do is show it to the jurors during the voir dire selection process. Because what you can do is you can then see the actual reaction that they're going to have to the video.
Ah.
And people who have extreme reactions, and you can show them the video and say, who here after seeing this is going to say, I can't be fair, I've already decided just on the basis of this video. Or on this picture, or on what they've heard. And that is one of your best ways. And not only does that potentially eliminate jurors who are going to be biased against you, it also introduces the video, and the longer people are exposed to the video, the more likely they are to find it less impactful.
Is it just they get kind of desensitized?
Yes, desensitization.
Like,
is exactly
I talked
what
about that in the Rodney King case.
Exactly.
Where you saw it so many times that, you know, you first saw it, you were shocked and you were horrified, and then it was sort of like, okay, I've seen this before.
Yeah, the prosecution would like to show it for maximum effect at the end, after they've set the stage in their case or in their opening, probably waiting till after at the end of their presentation of the evidence. So it's the last thing jurors hear before the defense puts on their case, to kind of neutralize the whole case. If you're the defense, you want to show it as early and as often as possible to hopefully get desensitization, say, that's what their whole case is about, and that has nothing to do with the law in this case.
Exactly, exactly. We have much more to talk about, but let's do this. Let's save it for when it goes to trial. September 5th is still the date that it's set for. If I know this judge, he's a very good judge. He's a very matter-of-fact judge. I know you've had some dealings with him, and so my guess is that trial date is going to stand. But I would like you to come back, and let's talk about the judge's background and how that might affect a bench trial if it goes to a bench trial rather than a jury.
Great.
This is David Zahner with Zahner Trial Consulting. How could people reach you, lawyers or otherwise?
You can reach us at our website, Zahner Juries, ZehnerJuries.com.
Thank you for joining us. As always, you're great.